Hiya, doll. How was the show?
Hiya. It's Dawn Brody. Dawn Brody has just left this house, and she's done the Lord's work. She has spoken to us.
It sounded like you guys were having a great time. I got to listen in from the bedroom while I was...
It was a good one. I'll say that. It was...
Historical.
Historical. Not linear. Full of a lot of, I'm sure, errors. And just well, enthusiasm.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
It's a safe space.
Someone will email me.
Somebody will correct the errors or adjust.
You know who could? Gary. Gary, who did the Dork Forest.
Gary Peterson?
Gary Peterson. I was going to say Anderson, and I was like, it's not Anderson.
No.
It's a son. He's the son of Peter. He did a Revolutionary War episode.
Oh, okay.
And Dawn Brody just did George Washington.
George Washington, yes.
Right. Now, we didn't even get to the beginning of the war with Gary Peterson, so we got to get Gary Peterson back.
Oh, we got to get him back.
Because we jumped all over the place with George Washington. Essentially,
just interesting things about him at different times.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how much she... I mean, I think she was mostly fascinated by how awesome it was that he stepped down.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it was...
Because he didn't have to.
No. They didn't want him to. And
they didn't want him to.
He could have... Here's the things that I learned about George Washington. He was married to Martha. Mm. Martha was a widow with like several children. We couldn't remember how many.
Okay.
So he had stepchildren, and he never had any children.
Oh, interesting.
Which was kind of great for.
So all these people who say that George Washington was their great grandfather, great grandfather, are full of shit.
Can't be true according to Dawn Brody.
Right, except of course he probably took her children as his own.
He did take her children as his own, but he had like scarlet fever or smallpox or something when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was infertile.
Oh, I see.
Supposedly.
I see.
And so I did not know that. And then there was a great, my favorite part, I think, was the story of the Dorchester. There was a battle in Boston. Remember when, I vaguely remember this. Knox, Henry Knox, it was just an hour ago, and yet Henry Knox goes to Ticonderoga to get a bunch of cannons left over from the French and Indian War.
Okay.
He hauls them by hand, like literally by hand, as you would, because it's 1775.
Right.
And takes them to the hill over Boston and threatens the British with bombing them.
Okay.
And makes the British retreat. This is March of 76.
Okay.
So before the Declaration of Independence is signed.
Right.
And so that was another fun fact. There were things that I learned.
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds cool. It sounds fascinating, and it sounded like you guys were having a good time.
We did have a good time. She is a delight. Dawn Brody. Dawn_Brody. Brody. Listen to it. Follow her. Okay, bye.